Welcome to the first episode of the Beyond Boundaries with Fantastic Four podcast. I'm your host and HP Business Development Manager at TD SYNNEX, Jack Dark. In today's episode, we'll be learning more about HP's Fantastic Four program and to find out how TD SYNNEX, HP, and Intel are coming together to help you and your business. Joining me for today's conversation is JR Page, HP Intel Channel Alliance Manager at HP. Hey, JR. Thanks for joining us today. Can I begin with our first question? Would you mind telling us a little bit more about you and what your role is at HP?
Yeah, no problem. Like you said, my name is JR Page. I've been in this role for the last 4 or 5 years. And basically what my role is, I'm the HP Intel Channel Alliances Manager. And so what I do is I work really closely with Intel, making sure I understand their priorities, what they want to accomplish in the channel. And then I also go back and work with HP to make sure when we develop programs that we're hitting on all those initiatives from Intel.
Very cool. And so now that we know a little bit more about you and your role, can you elaborate on what the Fantastic Four program is?
The Fantastic Four program is HP's largest channel program. Roughly what it is, it has about 80 or so partners that are nominated by their PBM to be in the program. These partners work with Intel, Microsoft, and HP to make sure they're delivering on the best initiatives that we have out there. Some of the things that you'll see in there, there's going to be some marketing material that are given out that's specific for the Fantastic Four program. There's incentives that we go over, different things like that. The program itself is actually, track sales. Obviously, we're a sales program. That's what we want to do. And within that program, there's 8 different tracks that we track. Wintel, premium, displays and docks, education, federal, workstation, SMB, and services. Those are the tracks. And each of those tracks are kind of broken down into 5 different regions for the partners to compete in.
That's very cool. And I think that's where TD SYNNEX comes into play, right? We service partners in those verticals, those specializations. Absolutely. Have some folks on our team that can deep dive into the product levels like that. So, Fantastic Four is definitely something we are invested in, helps even our internal sales reps, right? We do some of the same thing. So since it's such a great program, can you tell us how does the partner, you mentioned the PBM, they can nominate them. Anything else to participate in the program?
Yeah, there are some sales requirements that they're involved in that. So what we look for in a partner to participate in this program is we want an active partner who's really engaged with not only Intel and HP and Microsoft, but is integrated with their PBM quite well, right? We want someone who participates in the program. There are some sales requirements that each of them have to hit in order to do that. Once the PBM nominates them, we go back to a committee. We have a committee of about 4 or 5 different people that we kind of run the nominations by, make sure we're getting a partner who's qualified, not only from a sales perspective, but from an engagement perspective. Because again, we want those partners who are going to be actively engaged in kind of pushing our sales initiatives forward.
Very cool. And, I know from experience getting set up is usually, just one piece and the benefits always outweigh, just the initial onboarding. So can you tell us some of the benefits of the Fantastic Four for the partners?
Yeah, there are quite a few benefits in this. And really, probably the number one benefit that I see out of the program is getting to work with HP, Intel, and Microsoft really on a weekly basis, right? There's different calls that we set up for them to make sure that we go over. And there's a whole support system that comes with the Fantastic for our partners. They're able to get in there and access Microsoft representation, Intel representation, as well as their HP representation, which they're probably already pretty used to. But so they get a big support system that way. There's also a large marketing aspect to it. So we have specific capsules that we run for our partners that if you're part of this program, they're exclusive to the Fantastic Four program. You're able to get in there, run these marketing campaigns that help kind of push sales forward. And in addition to that, there's some sales initiatives and our incentives, that are available. Some of these include your standard, spiffs and things like that. But there's also a couple trips that are rewarded to our top performing partners. And these trips, we fly the partners out to a luxurious resort, have some good HP and Microsoft and Intel training. But in addition to that, we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun activities that we participate in these different trips.
Oh, yes. And those are such a huge benefits, right? Like the relationships you build on those incentive trips are huge, right? One day you might be working an opportunity and you've grabbed a cell phone number or contact, the light bulb goes off and says, hey, let me bring him in. All amazing opportunities attached to this program. So, you know, we're heading into that second half of this year. Are there any key initiatives from Intel that our partners can look forward to you'd like to share?
Yeah, I think probably the biggest initiative that we're seeing is we're moving into the second half. And, you know, it even's going to bleed into the first half a little bit is that new AI PC, right? This is something that's really on the front of everybody's mind. We're hearing a lot about it right now, is understanding what that AI PC is and kind of ushering in this new era of an AI PC. And from an Intel perspective, it's really exciting time because they're introducing ourselves to the Meteor Lake processor. That's going to be released here in a couple of weeks. The Meteor Lake processor is going to really help us usher that AI era into the second half. And so it's something that I think our partners are going to be really excited about. It's actually Intel's, this is their largest change in a chip architecture in the last 40 years. So it's something they're really excited about. The performance and the specs are off the charts. So I think, like I say, it's going to be something that's going to get the channel really excited to usher in this AI era.
Yeah. So this is all great stuff. And since the CPU, you know, represents the biggest architectural update in the last 40 years, could you tell us what sets it apart from the competitors?
Yeah, I think the biggest change you're going to see with this CPU from CPUs in the past is this CPU has a built-in neural processing unit, or an NPU. And what that NPU does is it's really going to help process our AI applications so that anytime our PC is running those applications, it's going to be able to run those a lot quicker and going to be able to run it locally. Right now, the majority of all AI apps are going to be run in the cloud. And so there's some issues with that, right? There's some security risk and things of that nature. So what we see in the future is not only are those going to be, you know, we got to right set that a little bit. We're going to have to run a lot more of them locally on our machines. This NPU is going to help drastically with that. That's going to be able to help them run on our machines a lot quicker and a lot more secure. In addition to running those AI applications a lot faster, it's also going to give us better power management. So we're going to be able to see better battery life. We're going to be able to see cooler temperatures in our machines, which really helps with the longevity of the machine. It's going to help our battery life be a lot longer than they've seen in the past. So these are some of the benefits you'll see of it. And it's really an exciting time within Intel because of these benefits that you'll see from this processor.
Absolutely. And I think it really showcases the first in class and why HP and TD SYNNEX, Microsoft value that partnership with Intel. You know, if you travel for work, battery life is important and so many of those factors you mentioned. So we've talked a lot about the program and the capabilities. I have a personal question for you. Since we're hosting a podcast, do you have a podcast you enjoy listening to you'd like to share with the audience?
The Kelce Brothers. That's one of my favorites. As a big sports fan, I love listening to Travis and Jason talk about the different aspects of sports. I mean, they touch on a variety of subjects. Also, I'm a big true crimes fan podcast. So I listen to quite a few of those. Those are quite enjoyable for sure.
Very cool. Yes, I think you hit on the head. I enjoy this as well, especially the brotherly love / fighting aspect at times. I think it's great. You know, that's pretty much all the time we have today. I just want to thank you, JR, for stopping by and chatting with us, and thank our listeners for tuning into this episode of the Beyond Boundaries with Fantastic Four. Did you have any last words to share with the audience?
No, thanks. I appreciate the opportunity to get on here and to be able to talk to you and the audience. It was a great opportunity for us and excited to work with you guys in the future.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again for coming by and thank you listeners for tuning in. If you heard anything you'd like to know more about, I encourage you to reach out to JR, myself, our teams here at TD SYNNEX, HP, Intel, and Microsoft.